It's 3:32 on your Monday. Downtown, Rich Kimble, Ryan Wehning here. Still ahead, Joe Harris Simiak, Mike Lowe of the Portland Press Herald. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. Lots of other good stuff as well, including right now, chance to talk Patriots. Another big win yesterday over the Bengals, 35-17. Joining us on the G&M Family Market phone line to talk all about it, Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. Andy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Another impressive win yesterday. And listen, do you think there's any way that Giselle would loan out her services to train other quarterbacks? Because whatever she was doing with Tom during those 4 weeks seems to be working pretty well.
Yeah, those backyard sessions in Brookline, her catching the passes certainly seemed to get the job done, because, you know, we all talked about, you know, is he going to be rusty and there's going to be an acclimation period, and all he's gone out and done is win two games, score 33-plus points each week, throw for about 800 yards and six touchdowns. And, you know, I firmly believe there's a chance that Tom Brady's going to win the MVP in the NFL this year with only 12 games, and that would be a remarkable accomplishment. He's well on his way to at least being a consideration.
And obviously he's a man on a mission out there right now, but how is it possible to still play at this high level at his age? Conditioning certainly a part of it, but there's a mental toughness there that others don't seem to have.
Yeah, he has as much focus, I think, as any athlete or we've ever seen. You know, I'm sure stuff is in his head, but he doesn't allow it to, you know, take up a lot of his focus and time and energy. And, you know, the things he's been through over the last year and a half, 2 years with Deflategate and everything else is just, somehow he compartmentalizes it and stays focused on the task at hand. And you're not going to trip him up with a Trump question. You're not going to get him off the course for anything other than what's important that week. And, you know, that single-mindedness, and I think it's been honed by Bill Belichick. Now, I think to some degree it's natural. It's who Tom Brady is. But I do think, you know, he shares a like mind with Bill Belichick's 1 week at a time and sort of blinders on focused and no distractions. And it's remarkable. You're right. I mean, everything he does physically is certainly pretty much unlike anything we've ever seen of a 39-year-old quarterback as he continues to rewrite the record books. But I do think there's sort of an equal part mental toughness and motivation that, you know, he sort of harkens back to, and, you know, I heard him talking about it today, all the doubters that said, you know, you can't go to Michigan, you can't play college football, you can't play quarterback at Michigan, and you were drafted in the sixth round, and just all those various things. He stores that up and uses it when he needs it, and it works for him.
The only downside yesterday, another cheap shot by the dirtiest guy in the league, and just more of that Bengals ugliness. I know Bill Belichick always talks about how much he respects Marvin Lewis, but this is not a new thing. This Bengals team always seems to be right on the edge of being out of control.
Yeah, no question. And Vontaze Burfict, the linebacker, often crosses that. I mean, he was suspended this year for what he did in the playoffs last year and certainly doesn't look like a guy that learned his lesson, although, you know, if you believe the players, he did actually apologize to Martellus Bennett after he took that cheap shot at him, which, I mean, I guess is a good thing. But the bottom line is, you know, that team doesn't have any accountability, doesn't have any sportsmanship, professionalism. And, you know, even Marvin Lewis seemed pretty pissed off about it last night, because that was a part of why they couldn't pull off the upset. Because early on, you know, they were playing some pretty good football and they were laying the foundation to challenge the Patriots all day. And then they sort of lost their way with sort of normal penalties and mental mistakes. And then as things started to go the Patriots' way, they sort of lost their cool at the end. But I would say the Patriots probably feel the same way. You know, they pride themselves, I think, on keeping their head and keeping a tight ship on the field. And, you know, Rob Gronkowski was the first one to say he, you know, sort of crossed that line to get the penalty, and LeGarrette Blount did too. And Bill Belichick wasn't all that happy with that. But you're right. Vontaze Burfict, to me, is the dirtiest player in football. To me, you know, the league needs to do something about him, because sooner or later he's going to seriously injure an opponent. And the way I look at it, the blood will be on the NFL's hands for allowing him to continue to take the field and continue to play the way he played.
Andy, has the resurgence of Rob Gronkowski coming off the heels of another beast of a game yesterday, has it been more the return of Tom Brady, the fact that Gronk is healthy, or having a mirror image across the field from him, Martellus Bennett? Or is it a combination of all three things?
It's probably a combination, but if you ask Gronk, he says it's being healthy. You know, as he put it, having two wheels underneath him and being able to run full speed, go full speed, do everything that he's physically capable of now that the hamstring is fully healthy. You know, he said no one's 100% at this time of year if you play in the NFL, but he's to the point where there are certainly no physical limitations or excuses. And then you combine that with the fact that, yes, Martellus Bennett is on the field with him a lot, although not quite as much yesterday as the previous week in Cleveland when it was a lot of two tight ends. But the focus that defenses have to pay to him, and then you're right. You know, when you have the best quarterback in the history of the game throwing you the football, it makes your life a lot easier. And I think Rob Gronkowski is living that right now in the tandem. I mean, you look at what they've done. I think it's like 23 catches combined for like 400 yards and four touchdowns in the last 2 weeks between Bennett and Gronkowski. It's what everybody expected when they made the trade, that this could be almost an indefensible duo, and they're playing it out on the field now.
We're talking with Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. On the defensive side of things, a terrific game from Dante Hightower, making a pretty good case to get himself a nice contract next year.
Yes, pay the man, right? Pay the man.
Please.
You know, that was – Jamie Collins had his night earlier in the year, that game against the Texans, where I thought he was out of this world and did about everything he could do. And then yesterday you had Collins inactive with a hip injury. Hightower, who was coming off his own knee injury a few weeks ago, seems like he's getting healthy. And he went out there and just had a boatload of a game, and you probably don't win that game without him. I mean, that safety certainly sort of turned the tide there. He had a sack and a half, 13 tackles, 10 solos, just all over the field. Second week in a row where he causes a safety. And you see the versatility in both those guys, Collins and Hightower, but certainly with Hightower, he's such a good player against the run, but he still offers pass rush ability and coverage ability and sure tackling. And you're right. I mean, we spent all offseason talking about the big three contracts with Hightower, Collins, and Malcolm Butler, and you know, nothing's really come along there. It's been quiet. But Hightower certainly let his play do his speaking for him in terms of his value and what he should be getting paid to stay in New England and stay a centerpiece of that defense.
Andy, what's your level of confidence in Steven Gostkowski?
It's high, but it's dropping by the week, I guess, is the way I would put it. You know, I still think he's a really talented guy. I don't think he's gotten old overnight or lost his ability overnight, but he's in a slump. You know, there's no way about to go about it other than to say it, and he'll admit it. You know, he called the PAT miss yesterday inexcusable. He had another field goal where he kind of squeaked it through. He's already missed three kicks this year, which is what he missed all of last year. But I don't think you're going to do better. You know, certainly he's a guy that's making $5 million a year that's not living up to his paycheck or his all-pro reputation. But, you know, we also need to remember that last year he was the best kicker in football. And you need to get him back to that. You need to get him back to where he is a weapon that you don't worry about at all. And how you do that, well, that's up to Joe Judge, the special teams coach, and Ray Ventrone and those guys. But I still think Steven Gostkowski has all the ability in the world. But we all know, you know, putting, kicking, some of these fine motor skills are so mental that sometimes guys go off the rails and they can't find a way to get it back on. And I hope that's not the case, because I think he is a really good kicker.
Well, it's on to Pittsburgh now, and with the news on Ben Roethlisberger, it doesn't seem like this will be quite the test we envisioned originally, but you think there are some other reasons that the Patriots could win this game, even if Roethlisberger were there?
Yeah, no question. I mean, I thought this was going to be a really fun week. I had this circled on my calendar since the schedule came out as really maybe the test. You know, how good is this defense? How good is this secondary? Can they do enough against an elite offense to win a football game on the road? And you're not going to get the best out of the Steelers now, because Ben Roethlisberger isn't going to be there, and it's going to be Landry Jones, the backup. But you still have to defend Le'Veon Bell. You still have to defend Antonio Brown and those weapons on offense. And, you know, certainly offensively, the Steelers are not very – I mean, defensively, the Steelers are not very good, and the Patriots' offense, the way they're playing right now, is cruising. So you certainly have another opportunity to go on the road, throw the ball a lot, put up a lot of points. And even if your defense does struggle a little bit, your offense should carry you. But I do think a little bit of the luster from this game is taken away with Roethlisberger being out. And, you know, sort of maybe that measuring stick test you could have had against Roethlisberger in this passing offense is gone. But certainly the Patriots will take it. They will play the game out with Landry Jones, and I'm sure, hopefully, pull out a victory and take another step forward, because they're already the pace-setting team in the AFC, as crazy as it is to be at 5-1 after having been without Tom Brady for a month and still be the best team in the AFC and maybe all of football. It's been a remarkable start to the year.
So who is that test now? Is it Seattle at Gillette in November?
I think that's the next one you circle, because Seattle is playing pretty good football. They are a pretty balanced team. Russell Wilson throwing the ball more now as he sort of evolves as a young quarterback. And certainly defensively, they have the ability to at least try to match up and spread, you know, play with you the way you are with all your weapons, with Bennett, Gronkowski, and Hogan, and Edelman, and everything you bring to the field. But right now, the way the Patriots are playing, you know, when they play their game, when they protect, they're hard to beat. They're really hard to beat. And, you know, that's where we are. It's sort of back to where we expected to be, I guess. And that's questioning the offensive line. You know, are they good enough to protect Brady? Because we saw early in the game, you pressure Brady, and that derails the offense a little bit. And then defensively, is the secondary, is the pass defense, pass rush, good enough to keep up? But, yeah, there's not a ton of major tests on the schedule. You still have Baltimore, which I think is a team that always plays the Patriots tough. But, you know, with Roethlisberger out, I think you're right. Seattle's probably the next tough test on the horizon.
Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly. Andy, always great talking Pats with you. We appreciate you making time this afternoon. Enjoy the game this weekend, and we'll talk with you again soon.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.